Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, good to come your way again. And I do pray, constantly, Lord, bless the hearts of the listening people and touch our hearts together. Lord, we're privileged to be thy witnesses. And it's not only a privilege, but it is a duty. Ye shall be witnesses. And that's our primary duty. And it's has to be more than words. It has to be every bit of our lives telling for Jesus. And what change grace brings to pass. Oh, what change grace has wrought in my lowly station. He lifts us from the depths to the heights. Praise his name. And we've got so much to thank God for. We pass from night to light, from darkness to light, and it's just wonderful to walk in the light as he is in the light, and we'll have fellowship one with another as we mind God, and that's what's happening to us. Been a wonderful week this past week. I was able to get in that old Dodge. I say, oh, that's a beautiful vehicle. That's not old to me. Jesse bought that brand new, and it's not brand new anymore. It's got close to 40,000 miles on it, and we're putting them on. But we were able to hook it up to that big trailer and head up to the Tulalip Reservation up north of Seattle. It's about at milepost 199 miles from the Columbia River headed north. On I-5, and then you're right at Marysville, and just about a half a mile or so to the west on that exit, you go right in front of that little Church of God mission station that's been there for 50 years. And the man that built that came out and called of God, he and his wife, Marjorie and Amos Williams, came out from Indiana, and that dear brother, I learned something on this trip I hadn't heard before. He'd lost an arm, and he built that building, one-armed man, a carpenter, preacher, and call of God. Think of the determination that must have taken. And the people that remembered back, some of the old-timers up there said he could do more with one arm than most men do with two arms. Well, I thought, well, he was on fire and he's called. And they built that little chapel, and that dear brother Amos has been gone for 30 years. And his wife, Margie, just continued on, and God just blessed, and the work has prospered. And 3 years ago, she died. And now the pastors are dear brother Emmett Thrower and his good wife, Robin, and they've got a nice little group of people there, and they're all Indians, and they're all converts, and some of them down through the years been there a long time. There's some older ones, and they have one of the best music groups of any Indian group I've been with. It's guitars. They had five guitars, and they had drums, and they had a keyboard, and it was very interesting. Everybody had those five guitars. The youngest one, I don't know how old he was, probably 10 years old or so, and he had a little guitar, and he sat up there, and he could sing, and he could play, and the oldest one was, I don't know how old he was, but he was an old-timer, but he was just bubbling over with praise to God. There was joy, and there was praise, and there's thanksgiving, And they're so thankful that we brought food and that we come up and visited them, took the time to worship with them and share with them. And it was such a delight, dear listening friend, to just to tell how God's a blessing and give God the praise. And so we pass it on to you and Brother Bob King and Brother Leon Hansen and myself. We went up there and we stayed over the weekend, and it was joy. And we felt very profitable, and everything just went fine, and we just praise God. And we're looking forward to the next ones. We've got to get things up to Celilo again, but before I tell you about that, there's a trip in between there in about 10 days. Brother Les Phipps and his wife Shirley are going to take that Dodge and that big trailer and the load, and I'm not going to try to go on that trip. It's about a 10-day trip, and they've got some relatives they want to see back there and all, and they're donating their time. They have put so much into my ministry. Back when I started reaching out to Indians, they were high up in the Wesleyan Methodist Indian work, and Les's dad was the late Neil Phipps, one and only. He was a old Sand Hill, Nebraska ranch boy that got saved and called to the ministry, and he was used of God. He had a burden and he had a call, and he'd stand up there and he trusted God, and God honored him in such a marked way, and it rubbed off on his son Les. And Shirley's a registered Indian. In fact, Les is a registered Indian. He is not too much, but enough to be registered to a reservation. And they don't hold that up or anything, but they sent money. And back in those early days, my sister, a school teacher, and her husband back in South Dakota, Walt and Dorothy Peterson, they sent their tithe. And dear Brother Wayne Camel, tell you, he put his tithe behind his old preacher, and he was a welder down at Bingham Willamette or someplace here in town. And I can't recall the name exactly. I always want to mix it up with Willamette Iron and Steel. That's where I worked during the war at that shipyard. But anyway, some of the guys that worked with him said he was the best welder on that, in the whole outfit. They said that kid can weld standing on his head and do a better job than most people do when under the choicest conditions. But they put their support in their prayers, and God blessed. And what a blessing it is now to have Les and Shirley on the team. And they put their money, and I'm indebted to them. We're having a real struggle finding food, and we're happy for the food that people bring in. If you want to box up a banana box full of groceries, and if you took the time to put an assortment in there, we would never touch it. We just, if it's you pack it and fill it full, and put the lid on it and bring it in, we'll get it to an Indian. And we're not selling any of this food. I want to underline that. We do not sell food. And so we're trusting God. But it's such a problem to find even a place to buy salvage food now with the economy doing what it's doing. But all we can do is mind God and trust Him to supply our needs. And they're taking a big load back to Kate Kendall and Cindy Antelope and Cecilia Spotted Bear, those three handmaidens of the Lord. And I'll be talking more about that as the week goes along, because that's exciting. And I get letters regularly for them. I'm so glad that we're able to put some, mail each of those girls a check. And by the way, I'm making this broadcast on the first day of July, and it's payday. And we'll get those checks in the mail to those Indian women, because I wished it was more. I'll tell you something, if you earmark your money for one of those women, that's where it goes. we try to be true to the commitment that you make in your letter, and we're our commitment to you. And we've practiced that right from the beginning. And I'm too old now to change my methods. And I'm just so happy with the rapport we have with the Indian people and the way God is blessing. And above all, we want to praise Him and magnify His name. But neighbor, I want to thank you, because God uses human hands and human voices and human beings. And if it wasn't for the team, and you're part of the team, if you're not, drop us a line. Get on the mailing list and ask God what you're supposed to do. And you'll be surprised how God blesses you, because I believe with all my heart that the Indian people on these reservations are the most needy segment of our society as far as Christianity. They're hard to reach. It's hard. Their culture meant so much to them, and it's hard to break loose. And we've made some serious mistakes down through the many years. The Catholics went out and said the Protestants wrong. The Protestants said the Catholics was wrong. And everybody said the Indians all wrong. Well, all of his ideas weren't wrong. He hadn't polluted the rivers and hadn't cut all the trees down and hadn't spoilt the fish and a lot of other things, I know. But they hadn't invented the wheel neither. I don't want to go back to horses. But this is the day of the Holy Spirit. This is the day of grace, and God is blessing.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our mission is to reach Native Americans with the gospel of Jesus Christ while also helping with their daily physical needs. If you share our hearts in this ministry, we ask you to first pray for us, and then if you're able, to help us with the expenses associated with our work, including the costs of radio airtime, which can add up rather quickly. We thank you so much for your help, and invite you to listen to the contact information at the close of the program.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.